this one more time with all our hearts. Let's believe it now. Reach out. He's here tonight.
The Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Oh, can we give Him a hand clap? Tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. How many of us believe that tonight? That we didn't come to necessarily hear from me or from one another. We're here to meet with Jesus Christ. And He's here wherever two or three would gather. He said He'd be here.
Yes, He did.
Let's open up our Bibles to where we got it creased at. Romans chapter 8. I've been turning there a little while now. Romans chapter 8. We'll see how far we get today. Get this off. Romans chapter 8. Let's go down to verse 31. Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. What shall we say then? Then say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us.
Amen.
Tonight I want to preach, what shall we say then? What shall we say then? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this time to be in your house, Lord. I just pray you lift us right up into heavenly places. Father, I believe that we're a group of people that believe that tonight, that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. We pray that you'll come down, discern our hearts, Lord, if there be any wickedness in it. I pray you take it far from us, Lord. Make us just like you. Mold us and make us, Lord, that we reflect your same character in this last day. You promised it, Lord, and we're here to see it fulfilled in our lives, Father. If there be any need of healing, I pray that it be happen, that it would be here tonight, Lord, and you'd be able to satisfy that need in every heart. If there's any need for peace and joy and love, I pray it be down in this building through the word preached tonight. We commit this service in your hands, Lord. Have your way in our lives, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. What shall we say then? And as Paul said here, he says, what shall we say then to these things? So the first thing I want to go back is go, okay, what were these things that Paul was talking about here? And he says, what shall we say about this? The first thing that we read, if you just want to turn over there, we're going to go right through this again. Back at Romans chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we read before earlier in the chapter, he said, I recognize two laws within me. It doesn't matter about my brother, it doesn't matter about my sister, it doesn't matter about my circumstance. I see two laws within me. One that'll do the law of the flesh, which is sin, and another one that wants to do the law of God.
Yes.
And I see this struggle within myself that I fight with no matter what's going on. There's always this struggle. But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I identify with the mind of God. I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So right off the bat, he says, I know I'm a wretch. I know I can't overcome by myself. But thanks be to God, I didn't have to overcome by myself.
Amen.
Christ came down and took my place on the cross.
Amen.
And he didn't stop there. Every day of my life, he's taking my place. He's making intercessions for me on the throne. Every day for my soul. Why? Because he loved me before I had a choice. It's elective love. So Paul starts off, He's a wretch, but he says, I'm victorious anyhow. Right. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I've got something to thank you for. I don't care what you're going through. I got something to thank you for. Can you say the same thing? Say, devil, you want to try to get me down? Sorry, buddy, get out of the door. You're going to stick around and watch me praise God anyhow. Go ahead, bring some more trials. My hands will just go up that much more often.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
Devil come around you and tell you you're serpent seed? Say, well, you're going to watch the worst super scene in the world because I'm going to be praising the Lord like I ain't supposed to be.
Yep.
Sure. Go ahead, devil. Stick around. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2:14, I'll read this. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ.
Always.
Always. And maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge. By us.
Yes.
In every place.
Oh, yes.
In every place.
Oh, yes.
He's the ever-present help in the time of need.
Amen.
So the first thing Paul goes, I understand your condition. I understand that it's tough. I understand you're a wretch, but we got the victory in
Amen.
That's one of those things that he was saying.
Oh, yes.
And actually, oh, we love Romans 8:1, don't we? There's therefore now, this moment.
Right.
No condemnation to them which are in Christ.
Right.
Oh, you talk about freedom. Walk around knowing I'm not lost.
Yes.
Man. I don't have condemnation.
Right.
I got none. People look at you and go, I don't know about that, buddy. I watched what you did yesterday. I watched what you did 5 seconds ago. You go, hey, if I was trusting my merit, you'd have something to say. But that's not why I'm happy. That's not why I got the victory today. I got the victory because I have Christ in me.
Yes.
Amen.
And it changed me.
Yes.
And it took my condemnation and threw it in the sea of God's forgiveness.
Yes.
And when it tries to come back up, I can go right back to Calvary and realize it never really came back.
Amen.
Devil was bluffing me the whole time.
Yes, he was.
John 5:24. I thank God for this too, because I was sitting there going, I know where the scripture is. I can't find it. I can't find it. And you know how it goes. You open the Bible and there it is. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed. Past tense. Passed from death unto life.
Amen.
So the condition of the believer. Could you imagine if we really believed grace sometimes? What the position we're in. Unmerited favor. You're never going to earn it. You already have it. How can you get something? I can't earn being my father's son. I'm always his son. Doesn't matter what I do. Thanks God for grace. Oh my, just that quote from Invisible Union, I got to read this. Brother Brand was talking about Mr. Moody. He said when he read Romans 7, actually go before that where it says that we've been separated from the law unto grace. It says, Mr. Moody, after reading Romans 7, this comes from Invisible Union 65. Mr. Moody, after reading Romans 7, ran to the street, and the first man he met, he said to him, do you know grace? And the man replied, grace who? And he said, the grace of God.
Yes.
Amen. Have you met the grace of God yet?
Amen.
Has it come into your heart and made you from a vile wretch into a victorious creature?
Yes.
One that walks every day taking possession over what you have.
Amen.
Yes. The man was given a dominion. It was this earth.
Amen.
He was called to be in dominion.
That's right.
That was the first commandment.
Yep.
Subdue the earth. Yep. Have dominion over it.
Amen.
And if the message really did what it was supposed to, we're restored back to what Adam had before the foundation.
Yes, Lord.
Before the foundation of sin, let me say it that way. Before the world ever got here, we had a position in Christ.
Amen, that's true.
And grace fulfilled it so we could come back. He said, have you met grace? Grace who? The grace of God. So it thrilled him when he seen how grace had separated us from the law and how that what part grace played. And well, now anything that I want to do, I always told the people when I cross the line on the other side, I like to stand up and sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Grace, precious grace, more grace to know, for it's by grace are we saved. Not by what we can do, what we can, whatever we do is not counted to us. Grace is what saves us.
Amen.
By grace you are saved through faith. Say, brother, you're preaching grace a lot. That's all I am. My makeup top to bottom is grace. If I didn't have grace, I wouldn't make it one more minute.
Right.
If I was trusting my merit in the next 5 minutes, I ain't going to make it. I ain't going to make it to no glory. I'm trusting the grace of God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So there's another thing to the believer. Oh, I know your condition, but we got the victory. There ain't no condemnation in our lives. It's been eradicated by the blood of Christ. The next thing, we go through the law of the Spirit. and the law of the flesh. As Paul goes through the laws and both of them all the way down, shows the fruit of the flesh, the fruit of the Spirit. But what does he say every time he talks about the flesh? He says, but the Spirit does this.
Amen.
Said the flesh, yeah, we fall in it, but the Spirit will overcome the flesh. And that's the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit will always conquer the law of the flesh. Yeah. You say, brother, I got this temper and it just always kind of creeps up on me. Get in the law of the Spirit one time. Just let it go and say, God, I don't have no temper. I'm not going to speak that. That's not me.
Amen.
Now what Paul said.
Right.
I myself serve the law of God.
Amen.
But with the flesh, the law of the sin. That's not me. He didn't say, I the flesh. He said, but in the flesh.
Yes.
Oh, and to think one of these days we won't have to even live in this flesh no
right.
more.
Amen.
This fallen condition. How many of you hate it? I hate it every minute of the day. I hate it when I want to praise the Lord and I'm tired.
Yes.
Can't stand it. Can't wait to get into glory where I can just sing and dance all the time and I don't get no tired.
Yes.
And I don't have to worry about proper English either over there. We'll have a language. Can you imagine what that really sounds like? Can you imagine what God said, let there be light, what it really sounded like before we had any corrupt language? Pure word. Whew. What do you think the Holy Ghost does when it comes into you?
Mm-hmm.
And when you yield to it, pure word comes out. Brother Branham's the same as deity speaking.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't nothing but the truth. Now, if you ain't got the Spirit of God, don't even talk about what I'm saying today. You ain't in yet. It's time to get on your knees and find the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But if you have it, church, these things, what shall we say about these
Amen.
Things? Praise be to God. Romans 8:13, he said, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, do put to death
Amen.
The deeds of the flesh, of the body, ye shall live.
Yeah.
Paul also talks about it. Now let's love grace. I tell you what. Romans, he talks about Romans in 2:14, sorry. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. What does that mean? What does that mean, brother? And he talks about it in Romans 10. He says the Jews had the law. They knew what God wanted, verbatim. He has not do this. I'm supposed to do this. They had it all the way through.
Yes.
But they went about establishing their own righteousness, which ain't nothing but filthy rags.
Amen.
And he said they're ignorant of the righteousness of God, which is given by grace. And that's what Paul is saying here. The Gentiles which have accepted the grace of God, they become. There's a nature that comes in that actually was always there. But now it's quickened.
Amen.
It's a God nature.
Amen.
It automatically does the things of God. It automatically walks in the statutes of God to where you don't even have to know it up here. You've got the life in here. Because
Amen.
The word was ever, before it was ever spoken, it was a person.
Yes, it was.
It was a personality,
yes.
which was none other than Christ.
Yes.
For the foundation of the world.
Yes,
and all this then was printed out to us so us ignorant people could read this and figure something out once in a while. Thank God for the grace of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Now I always think of, just sidetrack this, but when you think about what men went through just so we could have this today. Could you imagine if we didn't have it? Could you imagine if Brother Branham would have shot himself? And we didn't have the truth like we have it now. How grateful we ought to be for what God has done in the end time.
Yes.
Do you understand? He said, if he didn't even shorten the days, he said, no flesh would be saved.
That's right.
That means we'd all be perishing. But thanks be to God we have the truth.
Yes, Lord.
2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day
by
day.
Amen.
Amen. So what things? What shall we say to these things? I'm a wretch, but I'm victorious.
Yes.
I walk in a realm of no condemnation.
Amen.
I walk by the law of the Spirit, not by the works of the law, but by the Spirit that liveth in me to where I automatically want to do the things of God. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage. I wish people would believe that. It's not the spirit of bondage. It ain't the spirit of, now I can't cut my hair. Now I have to wear dresses. It's not the spirit of, now I can't cuss. I can't watch TV. It's, now I get to live. Now I get to live the real life. Now I get to raise my hands like I was supposed to and give God praise. Now I can walk in the joy of the Lord. That ain't temporal. It's eternal.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Now when I'm going through something that I can't take, there's something in me that can take care of all things. He takes it for me.
Amen.
Could you imagine being Brother Branham when he lost his wife and his child from his own mistake? What do you think he felt like? Why do you think he hit rock bottom? But he said, something on the inside wouldn't let me do it. He said, though he slay me, yet I'll trust him.
Yes.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons. Are you led by the Spirit?
Amen.
Do you live in the Spirit? If you don't know, it's time to be checking up, church. There ain't much time left. As Dad said, this could be it. It could be it. It really could. I ain't saying that as a good catchphrase. I'm saying this could be it.
Amen.
And I'm not even just saying that for yourself. I'm saying that when you think about your loved ones, when you think about the people you work with, really get in a spiritual mind. Don't walk in the flesh. Don't worry about being tired. Don't worry about your lunch break. Think on their soul.
Amen.
I remember one time, and I don't mean to rebuke him by this, but my brother Stephen came up to me one time. He talked about that scripture, and he said, you know, the Bible says they run to and fro looking for the Word of God. He said, there'd be a famine in the land. And I said, whoa, slow down. They're supposed to be finding us. Uh-huh. We're supposed to be the ones dying in the famine. We're supposed to be the ones that have the life. He turned around and go, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Take that back. So that's, look who you are.
Amen.
Without you, some people will never see Christ.
Amen.
You see how much diligent we need to be about this. And I ain't saying about it in the flesh. I ain't saying about, oh God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Yield to the Spirit, and the Spirit will show you the truth. It'll discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts.
Amen.
It'll show you what you need to say to someone.
Yes, sir.
Every time. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have to receive the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Any good father, you think their children are scared of him? No, they trust him. They'll put their faith in him 100%. And if the Spirit has come into me to where I, without even my lips moving, I say, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Because that's what it says there. We've received the Spirit that whereby we cry, Abba, Father. It shows me that I'm a child of God. What shall we say to these things? What does it mean to be a son of God? Complete dominion.
Amen.
Complete. Can we believe that tonight?
Yes. Amen.
I got a few. Everybody else, amen. You're saying it in your hearts, I know you are. The Spirit itself also bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. And remember how we talked about heirs to be exactly like Him. Heirs of God.
Amen.
And join heirs with Christ because He was the first God-man. And there's God-men and women walking the earth right now.
Right
the
now.
Son of Man
Amen.
Has been restored
yes,
in the
yes.
last day. Everybody wonders, what's the Son of Man? What's the Son of Man? It's God made flesh.
Amen.
That's the Son of Man. And He's been restored in the last day to where people can look at you. And Brother Bram said the ministry would be so exactly right that Christ would fit right on top of it.
Amen.
It would be a mirror image.
Yeah.
Why do we doubt these things? Why do we walk around like we ain't got no victory? Why do we walk around like we can't help nobody? It's rebuke on us, not on this message. Don't tell me this is a mess age. I can't stand that. The message is pure and clean. It will produce what it said it will produce every time.
Yeah.
It's our fault it don't work.
Oh,
it ain't the message fault. It ain't the word's fault. It ain't the Spirit of God's fault. It's our own carnal minds. But thanks be to God. Even when we get rebuked, we get beat for doing those things. There's something on the inside that says, I'm getting up again.
Amen.
And I ain't quitting. I ain't throwing in the towel.
Amen.
If Christ could go to the cross for me, I could live 50 years for Him, 60, 70, 20, whatever it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
How about we just worry about living tonight for Him? How about we worry about tomorrow when it gets here? The Bible says, The evil thereof, or how's that go again? Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Sometimes we get too bogged down because we're trying to worry about saving the world. Instead of just looking at your neighbor, maybe try to do something for him.
Amen.
Us ministers are the same. We think, oh man, if I could just be like so and so. It ain't nothing but carnal. That's what the Bible says. That those that compare themselves by themselves are not wise.
Amen.
Don't you do it either. Don't you do it with your brother. Don't do it with your sister. Do it with Christ.
Amen.
Be like him. We know Paul also said that an heir, as long as he's a child, doesn't differ anything from a servant, though he's the Lord of everything, though he's the Lord of all. And this was the condition we were in. But thanks be to God, when the fullness of time came, when it came time, when God knew, it's time for my sons and daughters to get free. I'm tired of watching them in bondage. I'm tired of watching Abel die, fearful what would happen after he died. I'm tired of watching Abraham die, not knowing what's going to happen after he dies. I don't want this no more. I want perfect love, which will cast out all fear.
Amen.
And perfect love is not a thing, it's a person. And that was Christ when he came down and he showed us what perfect love was.
Amen.
When you were the one beating him in the back, that's what our sins did. It says that he still loved you. We're the ones that wanted to stab your spear into his side. He still loved you. He said, Father, don't even lay it to their account. Don't even remember. They don't know what they're doing. That was perfect love when it came down.
Yes. Amen.
But when the fullness of time was come, he sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Do you remember, if we could believe this, when we were under the law, we didn't have a chance.
Right.
Because the law just kept putting you in prison. Anybody try to live by the law still? I do it all the time. I say, God, have mercy on me, forgive me. Because every time you start trying to live by the law, and you can come up with any law you want to, you're in a prison house.
Amen.
We need to walk by grace.
Amen.
Which will automatically keep me out of that filth.
Amen.
Keep me out of doing things that are selfish and arrogant and stupid. Anybody else been there?
Amen.
Thanks be to God for the Spirit and grace. Excuse me. I'm going to need a drink real quick. I did not mean to do that either. And as we read the rest of that chapter, and I'll just paraphrase some of this, but verse 18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And you say, brother, what's the glory revealed in us? For the earnest expectation of the creature. Everything that was ever created, the entire solar systems, this entire planet, God, the devil, everyone's waiting on one thing to happen.
Amen.
The manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
And thanks be to God, we have a revelation of this in the end time, that it's already begun. If you're looking for the rapture to come, it's already started.
Amen.
Amen.
The resurrection's on, church.
Amen.
It'll wrap up one of these days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
But thanks be to God, to those that have received the Spirit of God. To where you know. And that's why, I'm trying not to go different directions. I'm trying to stay right here. But you pray for me that the Spirit will be able to say what He wants to. That's why Brother Branham one time will say, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he said, it's the new birth. Another time he says, it's not the new birth necessarily. He said, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost every day of your life and go to hell. Why? Because it depends what was in you.
Amen.
Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a quickening power. It's a quickening spirit. And if you're nothing but serpent seed, it'll quicken that. And it'll show it.
Uh-huh.
What do you think happened to Judas when he... Yeah, we saw the signs and miracles and wonders, all that happened in his ministry. But when it came to the end of the road, he showed his colors. He showed he was always out for the money.
Uh-huh.
He didn't really care about Jesus. He didn't care about the ministry. He didn't care about those people's souls. Remember, he said we were going to sell this and feed it to the poor. And the Spirit don't... They ain't going to believe that. I wish people quit trying to fool God. They can't.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Bible says. He didn't care for the people. He cared about the money.
Amen.
Think how low down that is. And that's what serpent seed's like. Walk right there by the line. Oh yeah, come around, say hallelujah. Get in the Holy Ghost. Might speak in tongues. Might cast out a devil or two. But you let it run a while. Do you know man is a creature that has the most endurance when it comes to walking? He can walk the farthest in a day than any animal. Why? We're not here to run and sprint and watch people burn out. How many seen it?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, I'm on fire for God. Fire for God. And then, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And yeah, you're going to burn out and peel out and be done because you didn't realize it was grace you saved. Walk every day with the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Don't play Superman. Don't just show up when there's trouble. Every day is the day that I serve God. Yeah. I am a Christian 24/7.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what the creation's waiting on. It wants the headship reestablished.
Amen.
It's tired of Satan having dominion over this world because he was given it.
Uh-huh.
We know that's true because Jesus, when he was tempted, Satan said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world, showing that he had control of them.
Right.
Because we know he didn't have no control of that title deed now. He didn't have no control of your name coming to existence. Don't you worry about that. Our salvation was secure the whole time, even in the midst of the fall. But I'm talking about the manifested sons of God on the earth, what they're supposed to be, which is dominion, kings, and priests.
Amen.
That's what creation's waiting on. It's tired of living under Satan because whatever Satan does winds up in death.
Amen.
It's waiting for the sons of God to manifest, which will spring nothing but life.
Yes.
Everlasting life. And remember what we just read earlier. If we've been born again, it says we're not even in the condemnation. We already have the everlasting life within us.
Amen.
We can create atmospheres of everlasting life.
Yes,
that people can fall in and they recognize that Christ is still alive. I've had people in my classroom, they question me once in a while, going, well, how do you know this? How do you know that? I said, look, I got a wall of testimonies back there. You go read those and then come explain to me another God that can do that. Go ahead. Yeah, a kid come up to me and said, you're the most convincing I've heard so far. See, wait, it ain't time. Are you tired of just handing people books and watching them go throw them in the trash?
Right, amen.
How about we get them to Christ and then let them feed on the Word?
Yeah, amen.
Because until you're converted, it don't mean nothing. You're just going to make a mockery out of it. Yes. What do you think God is, or sorry, what the devil has always done with God's Word? He tries to get his hands on it so he can get 99.999% truth and put his little bit of error in there. Deceive many souls. So don't do no good to go around telling people serpent seed and all this stuff when they don't even know who Christ is. Right. They can't even see him in your life.
All right, brother.
That's what needs to happen first. I had another time, I'm going to tell this testimony. I don't know if I have here yet. I had a Bible study with a couple students once, and we went on for a little while. And we were sitting at the mall, just out, you know, in the food court. And there came a point where I felt the Spirit of God come down real strong. Like I almost like started shaking a little bit. You know, and I even told him, I said, guys, the atmosphere changed here. I said, God's here. I don't know what he wants to do, but I know he's here. And I just sat there for a minute. And your mind just gets rolling, going, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? I didn't do nothing. And the guys, his name was Jake Agnes, sitting about right here for me. He's got this look at me like this. And at the time, I was like, why is he looking at me like that? He didn't say nothing that day. He came to me the next day, and he came to me with like almost a ghost-looking face. He said, I got something I got to tell you. He said, do you mind if you stay after school? I said, yeah, that's fine. You can tell me after school. He came up to me and says, hey, when you said that, and I looked at you, he said, your face turned into what a typical Jesus face was. That's what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Praise the Lord.
That wasn't me. I ain't saying that for me now. That's because Christ is here.
Yeah.
He is really here.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same God the whole time.
Yes.
The same God that's in me is in Brother Russell. He's in my dad. He's in Sister Robertson. He's the same, and he's in each one that's been baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he is.
And what does that Spirit do? As we talked before, it creates a groaning.
Yes.
Knowing that this condition is not perfect yet. There's something on the inside. I've been sealed. Thank God for that. But there's something about this thing. It's got to be changed. I can't go on this way much longer. And I think that's what's going to happen when this really gets kicking. Is we're just getting so sick and tired of it. Something's going to start stirring. And it's going to be the Holy Ghost saying, this is the time now. Because it's just like birth. When you get toward the end, you just can't take it no more. Isn't that right, sisters? I'm just done. I want this over. I don't care what pain I got to go through. I don't care how long it takes. I want this done.
Amen. Yeah.
And that's what the groaning of the Spirit does. Every creature, everyone, and us that have the first fruits are groaning for that adoption of our bodies. Thanks be to God. What shall we say to these things? I'm almost there. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Him. Can I say that one more time?
Yes.
All the promises of God in Christ.
Yes.
Not out here. Not in denominations. Not in your carnal thinking. Not in your doctrine. All the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen.
Yes.
Unto the glory of God by us. Praise God. Now, He which established us with you in Christ has anointed us as God, who has sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
Yes. Amen.
The down payment. You are a possessor of heaven and earth. Taking my time a little bit. Adoption, part 3. The manifestation of the sons of God. It's waiting for the church to become into its position. Who was the Son of God when Adam? Where was his domain? The earth. He had dominion on earth. Is that right? He wasn't Elohim then. He was Jehovah. See, that's it. I am God. And I have made some lesser ones under me. And I've given them a domain. And in their domain, the domain under them is the earth. Man had dominion over earth. And all, the whole creation is waiting for the sons of God to be manifested. Adoption part 4. Tell me, brother. Tell me, my sister. When was the time that the sons of God was ever to be manifested outside of this time now? Quit putting it off. quit waiting. Oh, you know, I'm going to do this and this and this because, you know, the rapture just ain't going to come no time soon. And now what they said in the Bible, he said when they started doing that, they went and started beating their manservants and just carried away, doing the things of the world again. We watching it happen right now.
Amen.
People been faithful to this message for 20, 30, 40 years. And now they just, who cares? No more. Cut her off. Put the pants back on. Let's go do what we want to do. They think he's delaying his coming. He ain't delaying his coming. His coming is coming when the real seed's going to come forth. Because all dude is producing that they were serpent seed the whole time.
Amen.
And I hate to say it that way, but when you can come up to this truth and fake it for that long and not feel like a piece of dirt, how can you be anything but serpent seed? How can there be a seed of God in there to treat the word like that? It's a shame. When was there a time for the manifestation of the sons of God outside of this time now? When were there ever a time in the history that manifested time to deliver all nature? Nature. The nature itself is groaning, waiting for the time of the manifestation. Why? Before the atonement was made, before the Holy Ghost was ever poured out, before all the Old Testament saints on down there, there couldn't have been manifestations. It had to wait till this time. Uh-huh. Now all things has been brought, coming, shaping up to a headstone, to the manifestation by the sons of God coming back and the Spirit of God coming into these men so perfectly until their ministry will be so close like Christ, it'll join him in his church together.
Amen.
It didn't say the ministry of the pastors. It didn't say the ministry of the evangelists. It didn't say the ministry of the deacons. It said of the bride.
Amen.
And you have to recognize, are you part of it or not?
Yes, sir.
Then that means there's a manifestation of the Spirit supposed to happen in your life.
Amen.
That's what you need to be concerned with.
Amen. Exactly.
Thanks be to God. Then what does the groaning do for us? What does it do to us to know that we're not at ease in this world? It's only another evidence that we weren't made for this world.
Right.
We were made for a world to come.
Amen.
Good to see you, Evan. God bless you. Romans 8:28. I got the marker right there, brother, if you want to. We read this, and we had a good old time, I believe, that night. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. What shall we say to these things? What shall we say that even in the midst of Satan having wreckage in our lives through the flesh, there's still victory? We're walking in a realm of no condemnation. We're not chained in the binds of sin no more. We've been changed from death unto life, living as adopted sons. What shall we say to these things? What shall we say about the Spirit groaning within us that we might have dominion on the earth?
Amen.
What shall we say that we know all things are working together for our good?
Amen.
And as we read last week, for whom we did foreknow, He also did glorify.
Yes.
What shall we say to these things? If God be for us,
who
can be against us? I ask you, who? Can your pastor be against you? Does it matter? It don't. Can your church be against you? Doesn't matter. Can the devil be against you? He sure is, but it don't matter. Can you be against you?
Yes. Why?
That's the real battle, ain't it? But who can be against you? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? What did Dad read at the beginning of this service? Does anybody remember? He said He withholdeth no good thing.
Amen.
From them that walk uprightly. How do you walk uprightly? Get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He automatically walks uprightly, and He will withhold no good thing from you.
Amen.
Don't believe this message garbage that goes around and says, oh, the gifts of the Spirit, we're in a dry time. Don't nothing happen no more. We're just waiting. We're just going to coast around and getting our lazy boys, and we're going to make the rapture. That ain't the truth. The Spirit of God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it cast out devils, it still does. If it healed sick people, it still does. If it'll raise a dead body, it still will.
Amen.
If it'll create something out of nothing, it still does.
Yes, it does.
Don't you never limit God. That's what God was so mad with Israel about. Every time He'd bless them, they'd turn around and limit them the next time.
Right. Amen.
Saying, oh, He can open the Red Sea, but can He make a table of food? Come on. Amen. He opened the water for you. You were going to die. He put His presence behind you, children of Israel, and protected you all night so 2 million people could walk across the thing of water.
Uh-huh.
And you don't think He can feed you some food?
Come on.
They limited Him. Oh, he can do this, but he can't do this. And like the prophet said in the Old Testament, he could heal, but he couldn't save. And now it's he can save, but he can't heal. He can't get no benefits. And that's why Christianity don't get nowhere most time, because they don't show no benefits to even being in it.
Amen.
Oh, you got to give up this, and you got to stop this, and you got to blah, 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 blah. Hope you don't witness that way. I have. As a young Christian, I was that way, and I realized pretty quick, this don't get nowhere. That's not what nobody did to me either. It didn't take long to get around the Holy Ghost to realize I knew what I was doing right and wrong. It didn't take long. Anybody else want to say amen to that? You get around the presence of God one time, you go, whoo, he's seen it all. He knows everything I've done and said. You get close enough, you'll realize it's time to come to judgment now, not over there. Let my sins go before me, Lord. Let it go right into the blood of Christ, because I ain't going with none of my own righteousness. I want his.
Amen.
He that spared not his own son, God's most prized possession, and he didn't spare it because he loved you that much. What shall we say to these things? God has always had his children on his mind.
Amen.
He didn't create us to destroy us. He created us because he desired something, which was fellowship. And the only real fellowship he could have was with himself. So there had to be something that could come out of him that he could turn around and talk to. That's why he created Adam the way he did, because it was in his image. And when Adam was brought forth, there was Eve in him the whole time.
Amen.
And there came a day when Eve was able to come out and they could have fellowship and they were both Adam. What shall we say? Christ? Do you be Christ today? Christ made you to have fellowship with him. Which means you can't be lost. If you've been born again, you can't get out of it. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could just shake every soul that I find that knows they've had an experience that when the devil comes around and tries to talk to you, get out of that garbage. He's just taking away your joy. He's taking away your victory. He's just trying to get you in the dumps. You don't belong down there. You are made a king.
Yes.
You are made the queen of heaven.
Yes.
The real one. Not these idols that everybody wants to worship. These Hollywood models and all this garbage.
Sure.
That takes a real spiritual mind for a man too to look past a woman like that and realize that demon is trying to kill her. How come all these celebrities, find me one that's sane. Find me one that's happy. Anybody seen it? They're always crazy. They're always on drugs. They're always never happy. And then we always think, oh, if I just had a little bit more money, if I just had this and this, I'd have this bill, blah, blah, I'd be happy. No, you won't. There's only one place of satisfaction. It's in Christ.
Amen.
And if God be for us,
who
can be against us?
Amen.
Let it come, devil. Bring all hell against it. It can't stand.
Right.
Ephesians 1:13. Let's turn there together. I'm about to wrap up soon. Ephesians 1:13. Speaking of Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And I emphasize that word after because you can believe it, but until you've received the Holy Ghost, you have no evidence that that faith is from God and not just some carnal faith that you came up with that'll run out. That you might believe for a little while and then, you know, none. When offenses come, you're off the wayside. That's not what we want. When the Holy Ghost comes to seal you, it shows you you have the right faith.
Amen.
Because God has recognized it just as he did Abraham's faith. Amen. What showed that Abraham believed? That the promise happened. Did you hear me? What showed Abraham believed was that he had a child at 100 years old.
Amen.
And his wife 90 and then barren their whole lives. It came to pass. Amen. That's how it sealed his testimony. And that's when it comes down to it. I ain't worried about false this, false that, false that. Let's just wait for the resurrection. It'll prove what's false
Amen.
And what ain't.
Amen.
I don't need to do it.
Sure.
It'll take care of itself. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise in a seal of God. Oh my, if God seals something up, you try to break it.
Right.
You try. You just beating your head against the wall. You might as well just quit.
Sure.
You can't do nothing about it. And if you receive the Holy Ghost, go ahead and try to make yourself serpent seed. Go ahead and try to walk in the things of the world. You ain't going to get nowhere. You might as well just go beat your head on the ground because that's what you're going to feel like. Just walk by the Spirit like you're supposed to.
Amen.
You say, brother, is it going to be easy? I didn't say it was going to be easy, but I'll tell you the way of a transgressor is hard.
Oh, yes,
you walk in sin, you better get ready because the devil don't love you. He ain't going to take care of you. He might say that. You know, people want to do a deal with the devil, right? No, no, no. He's out to kill you the whole time.
That's right.
You think the business world, do you think those people are out? You know, they're out to help you, right? They help you out with your finances, ain't they? No, they want your money. And if the spirit of a devil will do that through a person, what will the devil himself want to do? He don't just want your money, he wants your soul so he can burn it.
That's right.
And he can't even really burn it. It takes the fire of God, but he knows what will happen. The fire of God will come and destroy that thing. And that's where that's the only satisfaction he can get, because he knows he's lost.
Right.
Could you picture that? The devil knows he lost.
That's right.
He went toe-to-toe with Christ. He didn't last too long in that round. Christ don't play around. He don't clown around. He don't joke around. He got down there. He took care of business, got those souls out of there, and went home.
That's right. Amen.
Thanks be to God. Ephesians 4:30 just emphasized that. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So don't grieve him. Don't walk around in unbelief. What shall we say these things? It's time to live in the realm of perfect faith. What are we doubting for? God's already said everything's working out for our good. He says it doesn't even matter about your condition. I've already overcome it by my grace. I've already adopted you as my son. I've already given you evidence that you're a child of God, that you've been given domain. I've already shown you that all things are going to work together for your good. Why would we doubt anymore? What shall we say? Quit doubting, church.
Amen.
It's time to stand up.
Amen.
Take what is ours.
Yes.
With a strong hand of faith. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by.
Amen.
You got to believe that. And it takes a hand of faith to realize this ain't Brother Andrew here talking tonight. It's the Holy Spirit trying to get something to us.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to know who we are. It's time to know what this means to us. Let's finish that reading back there in Romans 8. Romans 8:31. I'm going to take one more drink here. Excuse me. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That's a thought I forgot to finish earlier. He took his most prized possession and gave it up for you.
Amen.
That means you were worth it to him.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
If you could see yourself in God's eyes and how much he prizes you, how much he loves you, how much he takes care of you, how much every little intricate thing of your life he allowed to happen for your glory.
Amen.
We'd walk around a little happier, I think. A little less stressed out about these things. Realize, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you don't spare any good thing from me, that you've freely given me all things. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Means he changes you to a place where you never did it in the first place.
Amen.
Who can lay anything to you? Don't worry about somebody that wants to come around and say, well, brother, you're... Don't worry about that. You have one voice to answer to. That's the Spirit of God. Because it's only God that'll justify any man. You can't justify yourself. It takes God to come by and say, this is mine. I claim this possession. It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather. I always loved that. That one time Paul said, yeah, that was pretty good. He did die. Yea, rather, let's emphasize another part, that he rose again.
Yes.
And if God be for me, how can I die? How can I die?
Impossible.
When he died, he rose again. And the prophet said, when he rose, I rose with him.
Amen.
Because I was always in him. There was a part of me that never had anything to do with sin. Part of me that never sinned in the first place. Part of me that never desired the things of the world. And when we tried to walk in the things of the world, that's what held us.
Yes.
That's what kept us from killing ourselves when we should have died. That's what kept us from taking it too far. Bless him in the Holy Ghost. We couldn't do it. You can't do it if you're a son of God.
That's impossible. Right.
It's completely impossible. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. And for what purpose? Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Which means he's even up there making sure you're going to make it.
Amen.
Taking your place, saying, Father, I know what they did, but my blood died for that. And when they said they were sorry, I eradicated it.
Amen.
And it never even gets to the throne of God. Never even makes it to the judgment seat because the blood's on it. All Christ can see is the blood. And if you be in him, all he can see is himself, because you've been completely justified. Let me read this real quick. Coming out of Jehovah Jireh 57. The biggest fault that I can find with any of the churches, and especially the real church that's born again, they don't know who they are. They don't realize what the privilege that God has given you. You're looking for something way off in some kind of a millennium. But that's the one the devil has pulled over you.
Right.
Now we are the sons of God.
Yes.
Not we will be. We are now. Yes. I love this. I read it before. But in every redemptive blessing that the Lord Jesus died for is our personal property right now.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Everything that he died for, not will be. We are now. And I want to read that scripture. I just thought about it. 1 John. First John 4, 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. How are we going to have boldness? How are we going to see perfect love? Right here. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen. Right now.
Not will be, we are. Because God ain't looking down here at what you do in time. He's looking what he saw in eternity. Because eternity never started, never ends. And if you're born again, you've left time and you've been placed up here in eternity where your condition with God never changed. It was always perfect in his eyes. He looked down and he saw you in the end time, and all he saw was himself in another form.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. I pray that we see that tonight. Now we are in this world. Now remember this, the revelation of Jesus Christ out of the church age book. This will be my last thing. Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts.
Amen.
Do you believe that tonight?
Oh, yes.
But the book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it. How does the Antichrist spirit come in church and defile it? You want to see three things it does. Praise God, it's not going to happen to us. Making it lukewarm. Oh, we'll serve God on Wednesdays and Sundays, but that's all you get, God. Rest of the week's mine. And usually it's not all Sunday and Wednesday either. It's a Wednesday from about 6:30 on. Before that, I do what I want to. And, you know, about 9 or so, I'll do what I want to after that. And on Sunday, it might make it to church. That's if you get up for it, right? God have mercy on this world. Making it lukewarm, formal. God help us. Don't let me never make this religion formal. Where we do this, and I do it this way. And no, I love God. And you husbands love your wives the exact same thing every single day? No. You just love. And whatever love says, that's what you do.
Amen.
If you gave her chocolate every day, you get old after a while. Now it's good once in a while, ain't it, sisters? Maybe flowers once in a while. Feels good, don't it? And it feels good to us to do it. Don't let me kid you. We get a little selfish sometimes and want to feel like a real man. I'll make her happy. Imagine what the Lord feels when he pours out blessings upon you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's just waiting to see your reaction. Oh, it's just going to, it tickles him in his heart to think, God ain't some big brute everybody makes him out to be. You quit listening to this world's image of God. He's so mean, he hates gays, and he hates me because of my sin. No, he loves you. He knows what sin will do. Sin will kill you. He loves you enough to say, please quit doing that.
Amen.
Don't go that way. And look, you don't even have to get out of it. I provided the way out of it. I will get you out of that prison house. Would you let me do it?
Amen.
And what do? They keep pushing his hand away and say, Jesus, we don't need you. We don't need you. That ain't. They think it's God pushing them out and saying, go to hell. Go to hell. God ain't never sent nobody to hell. They send themselves to hell. Hell wasn't made for mankind. It was made for the devil and his angels.
Because
when they felt God already determined, I'm destroying you filthy creatures.
Yep.
That's why it says it's eternal fire. It's not that they're going to burn forever. It's that the fire is eternal. Its effects will always last.
Amen.
So when it burns something, it's gone.
That's right.
And that's what happened to our sin.
Amen.
Oh, can you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Can you believe it? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us,
who
can be against us? Lukewarm, formal, and powerless. Oh my. We come to church and, I remember when I used to think, hey, we actually got to praise a little bit. That was a good service. I began to realize that's good. That ain't why we come to church.
Right.
We come to church to see the presence of God and to let God do what he wants to do, which is the supernatural. And the most supernatural thing that ever happened to a man is that he was changed from death unto life.
Amen.
We walk in here, rank sinner, rolling, cussing, smoking, drinking, doing whatever he wants. He walks out of here with a clean heart, ready to serve God, ready to live for his fellow man with all his heart, do whatever he can. That doesn't, it just hurts. I want to see that so bad again.
Amen.
I mean, are you hungry for that too?
Yes.
Every time I testify to somebody, I see God start pulling on their heart. I'm like, God, listen, I just want to see a new birth again. Because it's getting so rare, ain't it? Anybody else been testifying? I feel like I ain't getting nowhere. Well, look, we're going to be gleaning the old fields.
Yes, sir.
But it's still gleaning time. It ain't done yet.
Yes.
If it was done, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
And if you're here, you can have my car when I'm gone. That's all right. I'll give you the keys. Remember the man that said he gave his spare keys to the pastor and said, if the rapture happens, I don't need these. You can have them. The Antichrist spirit, and that's why the book of Revelation came. It showed it would make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. And welcome to 99.99. I can't say enough, a part of Christianity. Cold, formal, and powerless. That's where it's at. But that ain't the true church. Don't you never identify with that filth.
Never.
That's what it is. It's filth. Because faith in God don't sit around. Faith ain't just makeup. Faith ain't just what people think it is. Oh, I just have faith. No, faith is a substance.
Yeah.
It produces. And to think if you could, when we yield to the Spirit of God, I don't want to say if, when we do.
Yes.
And he speaks, it has to happen.
Yes, it does. Yes.
I've watched it happen so many times. And don't never think that you're just going to be let off of the hook. Devil's going to come around and let you know. No, that was you saying that. He ain't going to let you off easy. I've had to happen plenty of times. I had one time where God showed me that one of my students was going on a racetrack and he showed me the racetrack. And then the devil came around and said, you're just foolish. It's 11 o'clock at night. Don't say nothing about it. Sure enough, I pressed through and said, no, I know what happened there. And I told him, I was like, you be careful at that race. And he went to that race and he said he hit somebody in midair. He was praying the whole time. He said, I hit somebody in midair. And they both came down, never got a scratch on them. He said, thank you for telling me that. And when he told me the testimony, I turned around and said, hey, does that track got two bends right away? His jaw about hit the ground. Why? Because I didn't see that. I didn't say that. That was him. That was Father God. That was deity speaking. Yeah, it sounded like me, but it wasn't. But it wasn't. The real me.
Sure.
The real me that knows how to speak the word.
Amen.
Every time.
Amen.
Not this old carnal mind that I sit here and wrestle with. No, that ain't what's going to be like in heaven.
Nope.
That ain't what's going to be like in the resurrection. That's going to be gone. We're not going to have to worry about that no more. Could you imagine having a mind where you only think what you want to think? Anybody sick and tired of thinking things you don't want to think?
Yes.
What shall we say then? That's coming, church. And it's already started. And if you're part of it, you think God's going to start something and then halfway into it, just, oh, I'm done. Chuck it. Not our God. Our God knows how to do it right. He wrote out the blueprint in his mind. And remember, in his mind, it was already real. It's not just like a piece of paper. It was just there.
Right.
It was. And now it's coming to pass. And we can just see the anticipation of the Lord himself to see these things happen.
Amen.
It'd be much easier to fall into it, to realize he desires to see me walk in perfect faith. He desires to see the word spoke through me.
Amen.
Let me finish this quote. I'm sorry to go on tangents and things, but I'm just feeling good. I just feel good. Do you feel good to be a Christian? Do you know what it means? That's what it takes. That's what the message came to do, to show us who we are and what really happened at Calvary.
Yeah. Amen.
And when the Holy Ghost was poured out, how important that was. Making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, revealing his works, attempted destruction of God's people, and the discrediting of God's word, right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire. He fights that. Talking about the devil. He cannot stand that. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is, what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works, there's your threefold revelation you need to have.
Amen.
What she is, what she stands for, and she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army.
Yes.
Amen.
And if they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church, and by God's Spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. Because he has no power of his own. His only power is what he can bluff you with to take your power and use it.
Amen.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get your faith corrupted to where you'll unbelieve and have faith in him, and then he can work. That's what he's trying to get you to do. The devil's such a loser. Can we really picture one? He is. He's a little midget. When we see him, we'll say, that's the one?
Yeah.
He's the one to deceive the world?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How'd he do that? He was a chump the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And we'll believe it then. How many believe that now?
Amen.
Oh, that sickness, he's a little imp guy. Yeah, flick him one time.
Uh-huh.
In the name of Jesus, get out of here, sickness. Get out of here, sorrow. Get out of here, death. I have no part in thee.
Amen.
Satan will be powerless before her. He will be as, he will be as definitely thwarted today as when Christ withstood his every effort to gain power over him in the desert. Yes, Satan hates revelation, but we love it.
Amen.
With true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, but we will prevail over
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Let's stand together. What shall we say about these things? God has loved us with such an unmatchless love that there's no reason to doubt anymore. There's no reason to walk around thinking, oh, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? If he came around and sealed you, you already made it.
Sure.
And he did it not because he had to, not because somebody twisted his arm. Not because, you know, you did good enough and you finally did the right thing and now you're worthy to be saved. That ain't why he did it. He did it because he had a purpose in himself.
Yes.
I want you to be saved. Can you get the revelation one time that God wanted you saved? And if you have a desire to be saved, take that times about 18 billion. That's how many times more he wanted to see you saved.
Yes, amen.
What shall we say? If God be for us, who can be against us? Let's bow our heads together. If you have a need on your heart, say, Brother Andrew, I know I believe that. There's something in me that's stirred up about that. I want to walk in that better than I ever have before. Every time Satan would come on my doorstep, I don't want to never listen to him. I want to listen what the Word said about me.
Amen.
Just lift your request to the Father. He's here to perform at church. I might have spoke his words, but that ain't what it's all about. It's about him bringing his Word to pass in our lives. We'll just commit ourselves to him afresh. If you have a need of prayer, you can come forward. That's fine. I'll lead in prayer, but you pray any way you want to. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us, Father. Lord, forgive us for not yielding to that love like we ought to all the time. But we're so grateful today that you had grace and mercy on us. And that, Lord, you sent the Holy Ghost to us to fill us, to show us, Lord, that you already forgave us. Lord, we're so grateful for grace today. We pray that we wouldn't make grace disgrace, Lord, but we would walk worthy of what we've been called to. That, Lord, people could see us and be able to look past us and see that you're alive within us. That it's not us turning some new leaf, but that it's Christ came into us and changed us. Father, we rededicate our hearts to you, Lord, for service. Knowing, Lord, that if we put your kingdom first, you promise to take care of everything in our lives. And we want to see that alive in our hearts today. We thank you for all things. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for loving us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have faith like we never have before. To know that you're in our corner, Lord. That you're coaching us the whole way along. You're not leaving one thing out of divine order. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all things. I pray for this people that each one of them would be able to walk in perfect faith. Lord, that if there's anything condemning them, if there's anything in their mind that just don't feel right, Lord, that the Spirit of God can come and discern that thought, Lord, and give him peace and joy tonight. Lord, you gave us the ministry of reconciliation, Lord, and I want to see God and man reunited. Grant it, Lord, and the people. Thank you for sending the message, Lord, that would do it. We have faith in it and we believe it, Father, with all our hearts. Let it live in us tonight, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like I said before, if you have a need, you'd like me to pray with you, that's fine. If not, we'll just give the Lord some praise. You feel like praising Him a little while for what He's done, what He's telling us. Oh, I thank God that I didn't have to walk around blind to what He did for me, but I could know the truth. I want to sing 110 together, if that's all right. Oh, we're looking for heaven, but until then, I'm going to be singing the whole time. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be joyous because I'm already a partaker of eternal life. 110. Excuse me. Dad, you're going to
have to. My heart can sing when I pause to remember. By a stabbing storm along the trail, that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home.
Think of it now.
Cause the heart to tremble.
Oh, when we get over there.
Remember there will only bring a smile. But until then, my heart will go. Carry on.
has got something to praise the Lord for tonight. You know, the word hallelujah means praise be to God. And I'd like to sing that number 100 there. Same key. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise His name. Praise His name.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sing blessed Jesus.
Blessed Jesus.
Oh, is He worthy of praise tonight?
Blessed Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Blessed Jesus.